Then, I see the nobody touched the document on the Google Docs, neither me.
Then, Louis, my apologies. I'm working on hard copy.
Oh, great.
I'm working on a hard copy, yeah. And once I get a moment, I'll enter it into the Google Doc. And I do have some more comments on the original. I use paper. The original to follow up with some more questions I have. So you'll see them in there once I get a chance. It's been crazy for me time wise.
Richmond?
It's just been crazy for me, hectic for me, time-wise. I haven't had enough hours in the day.
Okay, don't worry. Maybe if you have some topic of those, maybe you think it's a good thing to discuss here. Maybe you can throw it and you can put it on the call. Meanwhile, I want to talk to you a little bit about two things. Maybe we can do for the next task in this work. One thing is there's a working group working on the security and stability of DNS. This is a joint ICANN joint working group. DSSA is the name of the another acronym, by the way. DSSA is the name of the work group. I have been there for some meetings, and they are building risk management plan for the whole DNS system. They have because I'm there. We have a huge document with many possible threats against DNS. And in some point, I went not in that call. There's a comment about the incident response team, and there's a comment about the contact repository. They talk a little bit about that, and I send an email to the list, trying to there's somebody else. Who is there?
Hi, that's me. Hi, Louis.
Hi. How are you?
Very well, and you?
Fine. Okay. Well, I'll keep going. Then the thing is, it could be helpful for the DSSA. Have the content repository implemented in some time. Maybe this content repository could complement in some way the work of the DSSA working group. Maybe there is another part of where we can join at some point. Then maybe I can explore a little bit. If we should share some information or try to have feedback from this working group, maybe I can give you this later with Bart. But this could be a possibility because I noticed there's a very stretched relation between the DSSA work and our work in some point. The other thing I want to ask you, and in this case I want to know if somebody complains or not agree with this. Jacques Latois, he's from Syrah, Canada. We were sharing some of these contact repository implementation items, and he has some proposal to implement something similar in Canada, and he developed some relations and a little bit business case about how can CCPLD can handle a content repository, I think it would be interesting to, before we send the request of information to providers, send to him, to Jacques Latour, for a review from him, and that he can see this proposal in the way Kyra can apply. It can be one of the providers, for example, or something like that. And the thing is, ask him to review the document and provide some feedback, maybe before we can send the request information to the possible providers. And
Luis?
I want to know what you... Yes?
Luis, just for the process, say, according to the charter, there are a few steps. So if you recall, so we got the RRV, the request for information, say that's one of the products for the for this working group. Say a second one is say have a discussion about the different governance models. And the third one is an understanding of the different options of say the costs involved, say using an external party or build it yourself. So these are the three first deliverables of the working group.
Okay.
And based on these deliverables, they need to go back to the CCNSO Council.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what it means is for a broader discussion to the community before you can send them off to the different, suppliers.
Okay.
So
then,
this is a bit of a procedural step. So,
okay.
So in order, say, so there is some, say, that this, say, the results of this working group, say, the products of this working group, have at least a say, the buy-in of the broader community, of the broader CC community.
Yes. Bert, I have a question here. I understand. Okay, I remember this. We need to send it to the council, and the council must decide if we can go ahead with the request of the providers,
Yeah, and the way the council works, they will first sense it with the community. Say,
okay.
So it needs to be presented to the community in one way or the other.
Okay, what you're saying is maybe it's not necessary to share this with Jack. We can wait for that phase within the council to share with the community and have input for them?
Yeah. So what is... Probably say if we finish the request for information, I think that's a very nice starting point. It's the question is whether the working group feels comfortable with proposing different governance model and recommending one.
Okay.
That was the second topic. And the third one is, it's similar with regard to the different cost aspects. So we had some discussions on it, and maybe if we go back to the recordings, etc., and the questions we raised, say, when we started, it should be easy to compile something, and there is something in the request for information as well. And based on that, we have some intermediate product that we can send to the community and to the council.
Yes, about the cost, you're right.
Yeah, so it's cost, governance model, and then it's more the functional specs, which is in the request for information.
Okay. This made me think about the steering committee we mentioned last call. This steering committee could be some kind of governance of the content repository model. Then I don't know if it's necessary to establish this steering committee right now in the request of information, or we can wait to have some input from the CISO to go into space.
My advice would be to say, frame it a little bit. Say, okay, this is, you need a governance model. Okay, that's the highest or the most high level point to start. And there is different ways of doing this. Say it could be run by ICANN. That's one governance model because that's in principle that's the multi-stakeholder model, etc. And then you have the board. The second one is say it could be run by the CCNSO Council or a CCNSO community-driven thing, that, or even separate, where the CCTLD community selects people to be on the steering committee, independent, whatever. And with say, if you have these governance models, there is another question is, and that's a matter of funding, how it should be funded.
Okay.
That relates to the cost.
Yes, it looks good for me establishing this way. Then, but in this request for information document that we want to finish soon, is necessary to establish that if the governance model is needed, or maybe we can avoid all this thing about the governance model and only establish the functional requirements.
Yes, I advise you to do it separately, because then you got one, and if need be, you can always consolidate it in a later version. But at least you got one set of one part of the task completed.
Okay, well, I agree with that. We can keep simple the document, and maybe we can add later the complexity of the steering committee. And okay, that was my first concern about steering committee. I think it's more or less solved.
Sorry, Louise. Maybe change it and say put in the document itself. Put in say the governance. Say change steering committee to governance structure,
right?
And then just mark say to be discussed by the working group and put in as a placeholder.
Okay.
Because in this way, what you suggest is so okay. This is a separate discussion, and it will fill. And once that one is completed, you can replace that part of it, but that needs to be discussed anyway by the CCNSO community.
Okay. Okay, I agree with that. I like the suggestion. What do the rest of the group? Antonella, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I always have something to say. Bart, thank you for that clarification, because as you were speaking, I wrote down the question, where would the steering committee actually fall, and if it would be component B, the governance unit. So you've made that clear for me, because there are a number of questions. Once I do put it on paper for people to see, I think people will see a number of questions they might have.
Yep.
Using the Tierra footprint and model, do we want to be as rigid, or do we want to expand certain categories? So you've given me clarity. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the clarity on the process as well, too. That was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. Okay,
maybe Louise.
Yes.
As a further suggestion, because then we got clarity on the process with regard to funding, et cetera, as well, just put in a placeholder there.
That's option funding? B. I mean, option number three.
Disagree with it. Then we will add two placeholders in the document, one for the governance of the content repository, and the other one is another one is about the funding model.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everybody agree with that?
Yep.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Isaac, I do too, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, the other topic we I want to be, discuss a little bit today is about the Itochi's works in the relationship of the relationship scheme or the relationship diagram about the contact repository role. But I was thinking about the that is a great job to clarify what is the role of the contact repository, and the diagram is more comprehensive because it is include almost near how the response incident teams should work. Then my question is, if it's necessary to include it, or it's a good thing to include the relationship, and in which topic we will include it? Have any suggestions? I want maybe we can include it in the definition of the process, but I'm not so clear about where how to introduce that relationship. Because we established some definitions of the what to do with the contact repository, the definitions about the how to manage the repository, how to include the records and that thing, and maybe I'm not sure how to include this and where to include it.
Louis, what about perhaps putting it in a category of operations? Operations of the actual system.
Okay, could be.
I mean, that's just something that just popped in my head because you're getting to the actual workings, the technical workings of it. And I want to use maintenance, but maintenance and operations, something like that.
Okay.
Or just term.
Okay, sounds good to me. Maintenance and operations. Okay, so, diagram.
I mean, I think other people in the in our group should, put something into it, respond to that. But it just sounds like to me as you're describing it, it's operations, the technical side of it, the technical operations, maintenance.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. Maybe, okay, I will include it that way. Okay, there's...
Isaac?
Yeah. Well... It sounds like a good idea to put it in. You said once again, you put it in as what? As a.
Well, I like to kind of compartmentalize things, so I like categories.
Yeah.
I like structure. I like structure.
Yeah.
And anything can go underneath the category. You can put whatever's appropriate. Make it connect.
Yeah.
But I kind of like categories because I like to read, so I like tabs, I like chapters, I like structure.
Yeah, it makes it more clear and what you are doing. It does.
But I don't know if that's the right term to use. But that's just what popped in my little head.
Yeah.
Itoshi?
It's okay for me.
Then in the document we have these topics, sections. We have a purpose, scope, main use cases, general requirements, preliminary data entities, actor flows. There's another use case, process flow. Another use case. That's it. Then this, what we have until now, maybe we can create a section to put all these requirements about the system itself and the service itself, and create a new maintenance operations section, include the Itoshi diagram, and we need a little bit of words there. Then I don't know if somebody wants to volunteer to write the text for that section. And we can add a new section about the a placeholder for the governance and of the contract, and a placeholder for funding model. But these placeholders only would be placeholders. And maybe a text mentioned that it's a thing we need to discuss in working group. But what do you think about this? Have a whole section for all we already done, and create a new section about the maintenance and operation of the contract repository, and include the Itoshi diagram.
Mm-hmm. That could be the technical chapter.
Yes, Bart?
Going back to your question, I don't mind writing these placeholders. It can be very simple. And
okay.
I'll take a first step at writing something about governance models.
Okay. Great. Well, maybe we can work on this and have a more finished document for the ICANN meeting in Toronto. How many of you will be there? I know Isaac will be there.
I will be there.
Yes, Antoinette, great.
Isaac, I will be there, yeah.
Yes. Itoshi, do you come to the ICANN meeting? Itoshi is in the call? No, you didn't come. Okay. Well, yes, you can join us anyway remotely, no problem. Then the target is to have this document, including this section about the maintenance operations or technical maintenance and operations, and these both placeholders, and maybe approve within the working group this first document to send it to the council after the ICANN meeting. Let's see how the document looks like.
Louis?
Yes.
Could we perhaps, for those of us that will be attending the ICANN meeting, meet before the working group to kind of like just...
I think that would be a really good idea.
It makes a difference for me to be able to sit and, you know, work, and I can do things in a vacuum, but to be able to sit before we actually have our formal scheduled meeting.
Okay, great. I like that idea too. We can sit together and have a work session on the document before the formal meeting.
I would like that.
Yeah, I would like it too.
Okay, we can find some time slot by email, maybe.
Okay.
You agree with that? Yes, I want to propose it, but depends on how fast we are. I'd like to propose that too. Yes, it's a great thing. I forgot it, but you remember. Thank you. To have another meeting, yes, not formal. Yeah, but this is okay. We can have some formal meetings.
It's more a matter of finding a room and place, because all the there might be issues with finding. Yeah.
Well, can we perhaps have it? You know, maybe at a We don't necessarily have to have a formal room, but just because our
we can always meet small, in the bar,
we could
can't
meet, yeah, at a coffee spot or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, right.
Where we just get together and we just sit and discuss and, you know, roll up our sleeves for a few more minutes.
Yes, right. That is great. I like to.
We don't have to decide right now when we know the schedule in Toronto for certain, then we can better decide where and when.
Yeah, sure. That's because I suggest to use an email. We can coordinate with an email and review the agenda for ICANN, and we can set some nice moment to work on this a little bit. Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, can I just interrupt? This is Christina. So this is an additional meeting you're talking about? Additional to the scheduled working group meeting?
It's an informal meeting before the scheduled meeting.
Yeah, okay. But you still want the scheduled meeting on Thursday afternoon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I will try and get a room for you, and then you can just decide whether you want to use it or not.
Maybe not. Maybe a coffee would be okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Room.
Okay, then.
We can find a little corner with some chairs, you know. We can make it work.
Yes, or a bar, can I suggest. Yes, I prefer the formal place because we can feel more relaxed and maybe work. I'm very creative when I relax, that without the presence of the room, formal room.
At 10 in the evening.
Okay, yes, that could be great. Yes. Okay. I think that's all. I think we can work a little bit during these days on section maintenance operations and include the diagram of spreadsheet and have that document to work a little bit more during this informal meeting in ICANN and review all this in the formal meeting with all the working group. But do you agree with that? And we can finish for today.
Yeah. Okay. Fine with me.
It's okay with me.
Yes, great. Then I hope to see you soon there. And have a nice day.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
yeah.
Everyone. Have a wonderful remainder of the day.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.